Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sai. How can I help you?
I can hardly hear you, hon. I have a question about a charge on a credit card bill. This phone number is on the bill, and it's called Sharp Lifestyle Goods, but I don't remember doing anything with that company. Can you tell me what you represent?
Now, this is a third-party call center. Can I have your zip code?
46250.
And can I have your first and last name?
It's under William Samsel.
Hold on one moment. And you said that postal code was 46250?
Yes, ma'am.
And your first and last name?
William Samsel.
Hold on one moment. And can I have the last 4 digits of your card?
The last 4 digits of my card.
Yes, ma'am, because it's not pulling up under your zip code.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to make sure if you're even in our system.
5010.
And you can have the first 6.
No, I'm not going to give you the whole account number. Oh,
okay,
the first
well,
6.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 521333.
And you say your first name was?
William.
And your last name?
Samp, S-A-M-P-S-E-L-L.
Okay, is there any other name that would have been under other than Williams?
No, this is his card. It's only his name. I've got numbers, like reference numbers. Do you want the reference numbers off the credit card bill?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, so it's pulling up with the last name, Samsel, but the first name is not William.
It's not William. That's
no,
what's
ma'am.
Printed right on the card is William Samsel. Is it Bill?
Okay, there we go. And is he present?
Yeah, he's on another line.
Okay, so I would have to have him verify his information.
Okay, just a minute.
Number on that Sam's card. saying that you don't remember charging. They want to talk to you.
Who is it?
It's the company.
Yes.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
Yeah, it's 5940 Provincetown Circle. Provincetown, one word. Indianapolis, Indiana, 46250.
Okay, thank you so much.
Can I give you back to my wife?
Yes, then you can.
Okay.
Okay, so it does look like there were two orders for a mini iPods and a smartwatch on 4/6/21. And that was just for $11.90, and that was for shipping and handling for both of those items. But what it does look like that those funds were refunded on 4/21.
Oh, they were refunded?
Yes, ma'am. It's shown in the system that they're, both of those items were refunded, and that those confirmation number was 8376B25791.
Okay, and that was
refunded
for
5/12/21.
Okay, and that was for $59.95 twice.
Yes, ma'am.
And $5.95 twice.
Yeah, well, actually, the $11.90, that was for the shipping and handling for those two products.
Okay, that would be the $5.95 twice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But
okay.
He did get refunded for both of those items.
For the $59 ones?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I don't need to pay this bill?
No, ma'am.
Correct?
That's correct, because it's already, it's been refunded already, so it's actually, it's not a bill. It got refunded on 5/12/2021.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time and your help.
No problem. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.